Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Not to use too violent an image, but if you cut a person's head off, that person will no longer be able to govern his body. You can't tell your hands what to do, or feet what to do, unless you have a head to tell them with. So if the church is Christ's body, what is the head that Christ uses to govern this body? Some people will tell you that Christ himself is the head, and that's true, of course, if we mean simply that Christ rules over the church or that Christ is in charge of the church. But how does Christ rule over the church? After all, we can't see Christ anymore. So to us, Christ is no longer a visible head of the church. So what we need is a church with a definite visible structure and a definite visible source of leadership, which is precisely why Jesus gave his church a pope. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus officially gave his church a pope in Matthew chapter 16, after Simon confessed that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus replied, Simon, son of John, you are a happy man, because it was not flesh and blood that revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. So I now say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of death can never hold out against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Jesus makes Peter the rock. The name Cephas or Petros just means rock, on which the Catholic Church is built. And he gives Peter the keys of the kingdom, which is a sign of authority over the church. And Jesus confirms that authority by saying, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And he says that the gates of death will not prevail, which means that even though Peter will die, the church and the office of the papacy that support it will not. People always want to know, why do Catholics have a pope or a papacy? And there are all kinds of practical answers to that question, but the most important is simply that Jesus gave his church a pope and a papacy. That's why we have it. And that's why we still have it. Because Jesus gave it to us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There are other passages, too, where Peter is acknowledged in the New Testament as the chief apostle. For instance, in Luke chapter 22, our Lord gives Peter the exclusive mission of strengthening the other apostles. And in Matthew 17, Christ instructs Peter to pay the temple tax for both of them together. Peter thus becomes the public representative of Jesus, their identities having become linked. And so too, Peter's authority must be respected as the authority of Jesus. But two very interesting passages having to do with Peter are Luke 12 and John 21. In Luke 12, Peter asks if a particular teaching is for everybody, and Jesus said, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time?" Jesus tells Peter that there's going to be one steward whom the master puts in charge of the other servants. Got that? Jesus says there's going to be a steward who's put in charge of the other servants. Why is that twice?
So that you got that.
What is this steward's job description? It's to feed the servants. Then, after the resurrection, who is the only apostle that Jesus instructs to feed all his sheep? That's right, it's Peter. Which means that Peter is the servant who's been put in charge by the master of the other servants. This is the way God runs his household, by putting one servant in charge of the others. And his household still has a steward who can trace his lineage back to that first steward, that first rock, the apostle Peter. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's important when we're talking about the papacy to remember what Jesus said to Peter when he first made him pope. He said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, Simon, son of John, but my Father who is in heaven. And what you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and what you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." So Simon gets the right answer, not because of his human character, his flesh and blood, but by God's grace. So too, the Pope will get the right answer to the questions about Christ, not because he's a better human, but because God will keep him safe from error. That is because Jesus promised to give the Pope a share in his own infallibility. Infallibility means that when the Pope is teaching officially on matters of faith, that means what we are to believe, and on morals, how we are to live, Jesus will not let him teach something that's wrong. Now, that doesn't mean that the Pope is impeccable. Impeccable means he can't sin. Jesus has given the Pope the gift of infallibility, meaning Jesus won't let him teach error, but Jesus will let him sin. And there have been bad popes and mediocre popes and saintly popes, just as Peter was sometimes bad, sometimes mediocre, and sometimes saintly. But none of the popes have ever officially taught something that was wrong or contradicted one another about the faith. That's quite an incredible record, almost like the Holy Spirit is ensuring that no pope, no matter what his personality is, will ever teach what is wrong with the voice of Peter. And that's a great reassurance. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus called Peter the rock and said he would build his church on that rock. Jesus also said in the Sermon on the Mount that if someone doesn't build his house on the rock, then when the storms come, the house will collapse and fall apart. Those Christian communities, Protestant or Orthodox, who have rejected the rock of the papacy, those communities have fragmented and broken into different groups who will no longer even come together in prayer. King Henry VIII thought he knew more than the Pope, and he ended up a schismatic who destroyed the church in England. The Catechism in paragraph 882 explains that the Pope is essential for maintaining unity in the church. If someone breaks away from unity with the Pope, they are also separating themselves from the church and therefore from Christ. This is because the church is considered the body of Christ, and the Pope is its visible head, ensuring that all members stay connected. Essentially, staying united with the Pope keeps you united with the church and with Christ. So, if we attack the Pope, we are attacking Christ, his visible representative on earth. Now, some people like our Pope and some don't, but the fact is that he is our Pope. He is the one through whom Christ continues to teach and shepherd us. And the fact is, on every controversial and important matter of faith and morals, Pope Francis has been totally faithful and correct in his official teaching. So let's pray for the Pope. And may God prevent us from attacking the Pope, for to attack him is to attack Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So we have to make the distinction between infallible, impeccable,
and... I've never heard impeccable before.
Yeah, impeccable means you're unable to sin. So Jesus makes the Pope infallible, meaning when the Pope is teaching officially on matters of faith and morals, Jesus will not let him teach error. And there's a great instance of this where Pope Sixtus the Fifth, isn't that an interesting name?
Sixtus the Fifth?
Yeah.
That's wild.
So there were five of them who chose the name
Sixtus.
Pope Sixtus. Pope Sixtus the Fifth wanted to make a new translation of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And it was full of errors. And the scholars told him, you can't, it's bad. And he wouldn't listen. And the night before he published or promulgated it, he died.
You better listen to those scholars before things get bad.
So the Pope is infallible when teaching officially on matters of faith and morals, what we are to believe, what we are to live. He's not impeccable. He can sin.
Mm-hmm.
And third, he definitely is not inflammable.
Which doesn't help because inflammable is already such a confusing word.
Yeah, I know. Somebody came up to me one time and said, I heard the Pope was inflammable. And I said, no, I'm pretty sure flammable. But you could set him on fire.
Inflammable actually means the same thing as flammable. Did you know that?
It's very confusing.
It's the same meaning, exactly. It means to be able to catch fire.
I know, but
And I've just realized it's a very difficult word to say.
It's a difficult word.
It's kind of like abominable.
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 Yeah. But it's something that we have a guarantee that what Jesus taught has been handed down through all these centuries without error.
Mm-hmm.
And that guarantee is that Jesus continues. Here's the key. Jesus continues to teach through the Pope and the bishops. That's the magisterium. Jesus himself is the teacher, and he continues to teach through the Pope. So when there was a great instance in the early church when they were trying
to... With Pope Fifthus the Sixth?
No, with Pope Leo. With Pope Leo the Great.
Mm.
Everyone of the bishops and everyone in the church was trying to understand a very technical problem, and they called a council of all the bishops to come together, and Pope Leo was too sickly to come, so he wrote a letter basically giving the teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And they read the letter out loud, and everyone said, Peter has spoken. So Jesus continues to teach from his day all the way down to our day through Peter, through the Pope. So when Peter speaks, when the Pope speaks officially, that's Christ teaching. So we have an absolute guarantee that we can know with certainty what Jesus wants.
Yeah. I think today we just prioritize individuality so far above unity, which can be very dangerous.
Or above truth.
Yes. Well, yeah.
We value, I don't want to get too harsh, but I'm a very opinionated person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very easy for me to fall into the trap of placing my opinion above everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot of humility to say, wait a minute, the way I see it, the way I experience it, the way I think, that might be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the absolute authority.
Yeah, we don't have to be open-minded in the sense of believe everything is true, because that's quite literally insanity. But open-minded in the sense of accept that in most situations, there's a chance that you're going to be wrong because you're not infallible.
I'm not infallible.
It's interesting to me that people have the tendency to question the fallibility of the Pope, but we don't question our own fallibility, which is a very dangerous thing. As someone who has seen my own mistakes or experienced all of the things that now I'd look back on and be like, I wouldn't quite say it like that now, or I've changed my mind about this or that, and I see how people's minds do change.
Well, the fact is, I can admit, in my own life, I justify. There were certain sinful actions in my life that I was attached to emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And then my emotion kind of held my thinking hostage. Yeah.
What was
and
the word
justified.
Xavier used for it just the other day? Philosophizing?
His word was wrong.
I didn't believe him, but it was a good example of the idea where we're so emotionally tied to something that we start getting really heady about it. And we start building this whole philosophy around it. And we sort of do the equation backwards and get the wrong answer.
Yeah, it's when we're emotionally attached to something, then our emotions take our intellect hostage.
Mm-hmm.
And say, listen, our emotions say to our intellect, you're going to come up with a reason to justify this because I want to do it.
It's no different than performing an experiment until you get the answer that you want.
Right. And ignoring the facts.
Mm-hmm. Because of your ulterior motive
in some sense. I've experienced that in myself.
And I guess my point or like my resolution with this is that I know how much I flip back and forth on things, and it's good to rely upon something that is constant and infallible and solid, because that's what maintains unity. It's what maintains truth. It's what makes the Catholic Church the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Well, thank God that Jesus has given us a way to know with absolute certainty what we are to believe and how we are to live, because we need a sure way to relationship with him in heaven.
Mm.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.